More than 10,000 people jammed Bud Walton Arena at the University of Arkansas Wednesday afternoon to hear His Holiness the Dalai Lama deliver an address, Nonviolence in the New Century, the Way Forward. His visit, sponsored by the university's Distinguished Lecture Series, was the result of an invitation by Sidney Burris, director of the Fulbright College Honors Program and colleague Geshe Dorje, Tibetan monk and U of A instructor. They're founders of the Tibetan Cultural Institute of Arkansas. A week of Tibetan lectures, art, and sacred music led up to the Dalai Lama's appearance, and preceding his lecture, University of Arkansas Chancellor David Gearhart conferred an honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. He opened his talk by clarifying misconceptions about himself and his country.
Then some people say, oh, that land, that country, rather sort of mysterious land. And even some book about Tibet, they call Third Eye. So Tibetan people have some kind of magical power like that. These are nonsense. And then me personally, some people call me God King, living Buddha. That also nonsense. Then some people call me demon. That also nonsense. What is a real person? I usually describe myself as a simple Buddhist monk.
He says he's the same as all people on earth. We wish to be happy.
I always see telling, sharing with people in order to be happy life, we should pay more attention about our inner value. Try to seek happy life from external, from money, from power. It's a mistake. Yes, money important. All these, no doubt, very important. But ultimate source of happiness is within ourselves. Here are no differences, whether educated or uneducated, rich or poor, or high sort of status or low status, or different color, or even believer, non-believer, no differences. That is, to believer, faith, tremendous faith to God, according to his religion, that also immense source of inner peace, inner strength.
The Dalai Lama says Tibetan Buddhism is rooted in academic inquiry. He himself has an abiding interest in world events, and especially in science. He says research shows happiness begins in the womb, that a mother's mental state affects her unborn child, and once born, those who receive physical affection grow up to be calm and less fearful. He recalled his own mother's love as a little boy on the family's farm, riding on her shoulders, steering her this way and that by holding onto her ears. The audience loved it. He says we are all bound by human affection, not by religion or even education. He says all this because he believes in an emerging new world order led by young people nurtured to be compassionate and nonviolent.
When people, you see, sort of almost now use a new slogan, peace, world peace, world peace. Just that word will not bring peace. Or through prayer also will not bring peace. And meditation, through meditation, bring world peace. No. World peace, firstly, war, human action, human creation. So peace also, we human beings themselves must create. Through our action, peace will come. Peace does not mean no longer any sort of disagreement, no longer any problem. Problem remain there. I jokingly telling people, if we really want peaceful world, no longer any problem, then either human species disappear or our brain change. So that's not good. In any way, we can't do that. I think human brain, one way, real troublemaker, but one way, human intelligence. Because of human intelligence, we human being, only human being, can develop infinite love, infinite altruism. No other animal. Biologically difficult, but as a seed of the compassion from biological factor, then use human intelligence. Through that way, we can develop infinite love and compassion.
The Dalai Lama says we must teach children the art of dialogue and instill self-confidence and warm-heartedness. And secularism, by definition.
Secularism is respect all religion, no preference this religion or that religion. And according to Indian sort of secularism sort of idea, even respect non-believer.
The Dalai Lama is ecumenical and does not proselytize. His given name is Tenzin Gyatso. He was born in 1935 in northeastern Tibet. At the age of 2, he was recognized as the reincarnation of the 13th Dalai Lama, a tradition which spans 6 centuries. Dalai Lamas are believed to be manifestations of the Bodhisattva, enlightened beings who postpone their own nirvana, a sort of heaven, and choose to take rebirth in order to serve humanity. He was forced to leave Tibet after the Chinese invasion and occupation during the 1950s. He escaped to northern India, where he established a Tibetan government in exile in Dharamsala. Although the Chinese claim it was a peaceful liberation, Tibet claims up to 500,000 people died in their struggle for political sovereignty. The Chinese government today counts nearly 3 million Tibetans in the so-called Autonomous Tibet region. China has 1.3 billion people. An estimated 10,000 Tibetans in exile live in the United States, and a census in Dharamsala is being conducted this year by the Indian government. The Dalai Lama, who travels the globe, has led the Tibetan government in exile from Dharamsala. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his nonviolent struggle for the people of Tibet in 1989, and in 2007, the Congressional Gold Medal by President George W. Bush. After his lecture at Bud Walton Arena, he took several questions submitted via email, like how does he feel his absence from Tibet has affected young Tibetans, and what would happen if he returned?
Oh, there's Tibetan saying, Lame Chenlu Dangne Chesere.
There's a Tibetan expression which says that the blessings of a Lama is a better from a distance.
Of course, see, Tibetan people inside Tibet very, very eager. It's my return. And they want, before they die, they want to see. I sort of received a lot of sort of moving message from Tibet. And then meantime, those more sort of, because of the intelligent people, they expressed to me, they sent message to me, it is sufficient for them, Dalai Lama, alive, freely. So they appreciate my presence in free world, they feel then Dalai Lama can represent of them.
On the Arab Spring political movement question, he said the world belongs to humanity and not government, and that he appreciates American informality and freedom. He also described the role of media as being like an elephant's trunk. It ought to probe every possible place in order to reveal the truth. And when asked how we can, as regular people, attain peace?
I think, of course, I'm monk, celibate. No problem about family or children or these things. But equally, I have a lot of problems. But when problems start, when problems face, some disturbance in my mind, but then gone. Then on the surface, usually I describe like ocean. On the surface, wave comes and goes, but underneath, always calm. That we can do with help of intelligence. Inner strength. These two combined, you can maintain inner peace, no matter what's surrounding.
The Dalai Lama recently handed over political control of his government in exile with the election of Harvard legal scholar Lobsang Senge as new prime minister. He said it was time to return solely to spiritual rule as prescribed by the first four Dalai Lamas. And he told his faithful audience he plans to spend the rest of his life promoting human values and religious harmony. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.